shit. I left it in the mission room.
Clive came up with a wonderful solution. Yes.
Start your day at the Torway, Northwest London, Thursday, 29th of Nisan, 20th of April, Rabbi Shimon Gurevich Shlita. Got the first one, Shimon.
Purim,
Lag BaOmer, Shavuos. This week's Torah with sponsor Lil Nishmas, Reb Shimon Michal Tzvi, Ben Rav Avraham Itzkovitz, Rerocha, the 9th Yahrzeit of Reb Shimon Itzkovitz. His Yahrzeit was on Sunday, and also jointly by family Goldberg, the Chutzmuch and the Serv of Hananya Goldberg and Miriam Shana Zobin. The Chasta took place on Tuesday. Yi Rotzen Shivna Bais Nimon, Yisrael, the Shem, Elis Hilo.
Amen. Gemara says in Shabbos Tafei Chesam Adalef, it says by Kriyas HaToyra Vayisyatzvu B'tachti Zahor, says the Gemara Melamed Shekofa Aleim is a Har Kegigis. The Ribbono Shel Olam lifted up Har Sinai and held it over their heads and said, Im Atem Mekabelim Es HaToyra Mutav, if you Mekabel HaToyra fine, Vim Lav Shom Tehei Kvurasch. Says Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, Mikamoi do Rabbi Lo Iraisa. Klal Yisrael have an excuse. If ever they're brought to justice for not keeping the Torah, they can say, it wasn't a Kabbalah Barotzen. We were forced to be Mekabel the Torah. Carries on the Gemara Omar Rav. Afo Pikein, Hodor Kiblu Abi Meach HaShvirish. The time of Purim, they were Mekabel the Torah Barotzen, Dechsiv, Kimu, Vekiblu HaYehud. Can't understand what took Klal Yisrael so long. Kabbalah HaTorah, Shas Maamed Asina was under duress, was forced. But between Kabbalah HaTorah and the story of Purim, that spans a period of over 1,000 years, some of the most glorious periods in the history of Klal Yisrael, Midbar Dodea, Oichle Hamon, Tkuvos HaNeviim, Beis HaMikdosh, they saw Asor Nisim every day. And they didn't rise to the heights of Kabbalah HaTorah Barotzen. As a result of the story of Purim, they managed to achieve this Gewaltige Madrega for Kabbalah HaTorah Barotzen. But understand what happened at the time of Purim that hadn't happened through all those decades and centuries that had taken place between Kabbalah HaTorah and Purim. The Torah tells us in Tov Kaf Ches, Yom Shehoya Purim, Yir Lag Boima. Purim and Lag Boima will always fall on the same day of the week. Brought down Shulchan Aruch. Lo Oilam, B'Yom Sheyiyeh Purim, Yiyeh Lag Boima. To understand what's the connection between Purim and Lag Boima, that it's structured in this way and highlighted. What is the Shaychus, what's the deeper connection between Purim and Lag Boima? Let's start off with the first question. It's a little bit more about Purim and Torah, and perhaps that way we'll be able to move on to Lag BaOmer. I think the first thing we have to try and examine is as follows. We're trying to work out why they didn't rise to Kabbalah HaTorah after Barotzen and after Shavuos, yet Purim they got there. So let's have a look and see what is the prerequisite for Kabbalah HaTorah. It's an interesting kliyoka. The Psukim in Parshas Yisroi, in the run-up to Kabbalah HaTorah, we're told, took place by Chodesh HaShlishi, they journeyed from Rafidim, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Oho. Says the Klei Yoka as follows. He says, you should know, Lo Yehoyu Yisrael Ru'uyin LeKabbalah HaTorah Ad Asher Yi Yesholem B'neim. A prerequisite for Kabbalah HaTorah is peace, Sholem, His Achtus HaLevovas. This is a prerequisite to Kabbalah HaTorah together coming to the Madrega of Klal Yisrael together coming to the Madrega of Kabbalah HaTorah. So first thing we're told is the Chodesh HaShlishi, says the Klei Yoka. What's special about the third month? Third month's got a special mazel. Mazel Tumim. What does mazel Tumim indicate? Moir LaDibuk V'Avo SheYachtov Yutamim Kitu'um Zeluzeh. The mazel of the Chodesh is the mazel of his Achdus, of togetherness, of oneness. And that is why the mazel of Sivan is Tu'umim. So the mazel of this Chodesh in which they received the Torah was a mazel which made the Chodesh conducive to his Achdus Halavovos, which is the prerequisite of Karbonos HaTorah. Next thing we're told is Vayisu Merafidim. Refidim was a place where Klal Yisrael had engaged in strife. It's also known as Maso Meriva. And in fact, says a Kriyoko, if you look at the word Refidim and jumble the letters a bit, Paredim. The word Refidim, same as Paredim, which indicates Pirud, separation. Vayisu Merafidim. They moved away from this situation of Paredim. They moved away from Maso Meriva. And what was the next thing we're told? Vayichan Shom Yisrael Negador. It doesn't say Vayachanu, it says Vayichan, which teaches us that we're Ki'ish Echad, B'Lev Echad. So the Kleyoko has highlighted, as he says explicitly, Yisrael Ru'uyin LeKabbalat Torah Ad Shiyu Sholem B'Neim. It's a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satorah. The Al Shech actually says in Vazayis HaBrocha, Pasuk that we're all familiar with, Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Mirosho Kiras Yaakov. Says the Al Shech the following words, Ki ad shekonu kol Yisrael achdus sholem, as long as Klal Yisrael hasn't managed to acquire absolute, his achdus, absolute unity, loizochu shetinosin lehem Torah. Ki meirosha hi el kehilas Yaakov. It's a meirosha to Klal Yisrael as a congregation, as a unit, as a group of people that are together. Bikaholom ubachdusom. So Al-Sheikh says exactly the same thing. And the truth is, it's Mefurish in Chazal. Just to quote, it says in Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta, that's at the back of the Avodah Zarah Gemara, Maseches Ketanos, in the last Perek, which is called Perek HaSholem, it's written as follows. Hoyel v'sonu Yisrael samachloikes, seeing as Klal Yisrael had learned to hate strife, v'ovus HaSholem had learned to love peace, and they encamped as one person in absolute unity. Oma, said the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hari Ashor She'etin Lehem Es Tirosi. This is the time for me to give my Torah. Achdus was the precondition that allowed Klal Yisrael to give the Torah, that allowed the Ribbono Shel Olam to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. The Yalkut says in Parshas Yisroi, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litein Torah LeYisrael Miyad Kishiyotz BeMitzrayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, the Ribbono Shel Olam's will was, to give Torah to Klal Yisrael as soon as they left Mitzrayim. There was a problem. Avol Hayichalukim Eilu Al Eilu. There was division within Klal Yisrael. There was argument and strife within Klal Yisrael. V'rak Kishoy Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad Nosan LeYisrael Torosoy. So we see that Emerson in Medrash and Chazal is written clearly this idea that in order for Klal Yisrael to reach the Madrega of Kabbalah Satorah, there's a prerequisite, there's a requirement, which is his Achdus Halavovos. Speaking about Achdus, there's another Gewaltike Meile that Achdus gives to Klal Yisrael. If we look into Chazal, Medrash already says at the beginning of Nitzovim, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem, says the Medrash, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem, when you're Kulchem, when you're all together, then Atem Nitzovim, then you have the ability to stand. Achdus gives Klal Yisrael the ability and gives them a protection, the ability to be Zoicha, to merit Geulas. The Medrash says, Moshel Mo'adov Adoyma, says you've got a reed, a single reed, can be easily broken. Even a child can break a single reed. But if you take a bunch of reeds together, these reeds are very flimsy, but you take a bunch together, even the strongest person won't be able to break them apart. Says the Medrash, and the same is with Klal Yisrael. When they're Kulchem, then they cannot be broken. And the Medrash carries on, Ein Yisrael Nigolon Ad She'yiyu Aguda Ach. Says Pshas Kriyas Yamsuf Vamayim Lahem Choymo Miminom Umismoilom. Choymo is written Choso without a vov. Al Tikru Choymo Elo Chaymo. Says Chazal, the Malachim came along and they said, why are you destroying the Mitzriim and saving Klal Yisrael? Haloloev de Avodah Zorah. Haloloev de Avodah Zorah. Says the Meshech Chochma. Why did the Malachim wait until now? There's been a dam and a tzavadeya and a kidim and an orb, etc., etc. Why did Malachim only come to be mekatrik b'shas kriyas yamsuf? Says the Meshchokma as follows: as long as Klal Yisrael were be'achdus, the Malachim were unable to be mekatrik. When there's unity in Klal Yisrael, the Malachim don't have the ability to be mekatrik. Right through the whole story of the Esamakas and Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael were be'achdus. There was no place for a kitrug v'aloloiv de'avodah zarah, v'aloloiv de'avodah zarah. And they came to a Yamsuf, Chazal tell us, there were different groups in Klal Yisrael. Some wanted to go back, some wanted to go to the Yam, some wanted to go to the right, some wanted to go to the left. All of a sudden there was division in Klal Yisrael. Division in Klal Yisrael, along came the Malachim, haloloiv de'avodah zarah, v'aloloiv de'avodah zarah, hamayim nehem choyim al tikra, choyim elo chemo. So we can see the protection that's afforded Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael ba'achdus. In fact, it says in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov awoke from his dream, it says, "Vayikach za'evan ashesom mirashoisov, vayosom oisom atzeva, vayitzoik shemen al roisha." So the Malbim says as follows: Yaakov was trying to teach a very important lesson to all future generations. What did the stone represent? This was originally numerous stones. Those stones had come together. In other words, the stone represented this achdus of Klal Yisrael, the idea of his achdus. So he set this up on Maseva Yitzhak Shem and Arosha to indicate that where there's achdus, then there's hashpor mila maila. The Ribbono Shloim is mashpia shefa, where there's achdus, and this is what Yaakov Avinu was trying to indicate by setting up this Maseva. I once saw a Sefer Shari Oira, the Metzvi Bergman, Zol Zayn Gesundten Stark, the son of Reb Shach, makes an interesting observation. See, if you look at the Mishnais and Tanis, it's outlined exactly what Klal Yisrael need to do, if a Tzorah comes along, if it doesn't rain, what Klal Yisrael need to do, first Tamidei Chomem fast, etc., etc., and eventually, if it still doesn't rain, then the whole of Klal Yisrael fasts. It says in the Mishnah in Tanis, Daf Tezvov, that the Zokin Sheba Amstad stands up and gives a drosha. And the Mishnah says he has to start off with the word Acheinu. Very difficult to understand this. Who cares how he starts off? I mean, what's the idea behind this instruction that he has to start off with the word Acheinu? Says a Bergman Shlita, he says as follows: in the word Acheinu lies a very, very important lesson that Chazal wanted the Zokin to impart as a hakdama to whatever he was going to say. We're looking for Yeshuas over here. We're fasting in order to have a Yeshua from the Tzorah. The first thing we need to know is Acheinu. We're brothers. We're a collective unit. We're together. This concept of Acheinu is concept of brotherhood being a matzil mitzorah. That he points out. After Kriyas HaTorah, the Yomim Shreim of Tachnun, we say a series of Yirotzins. The last one is referring to, we're asking for gulas. It starts Acheinu. And by Rish Chodesh Benshin, we find a very similar thing. Rish Chodesh Benshin, we ask, who yigal oisona bekor v'yikabas in achin ma'abakam v'yisoros, how does it carry on? Chaverim kol Yisrael. When we want to be zeichet to gulas v'yeshuas, we have to know, chaverim kol Yisrael, Acheinu is such an important tool, and this can bring a hashpor of toiva milamal. So we've learned that Achdus is a prerequisite for Kabbalas HaTorah, and Achdus brings Yeshua, Achdus brings salvation. If we look at the story of Purim, one sees these Nekudas. Haman comes along to Achashverosh. He says to Achashverosh, "Yesh toyam echod, mefuzo mefoir be'amin." Spread out the scatter. It's difficult to understand. Why is this a reason to bring about the destruction of Klal Yisrael? Adarabba. If they're spread out and scattered, they're less of a threat. They're less of a problem. Monos HaLevi says, Chiddush HaRim says, it's based on a Medrash and Tehillim, that what Haman was saying was as follows: Yesh Dayam Echad Mefuzel Mefoyrid. You know, when Klal Yisrael ba'achdus, there's nothing we can do. We can't stand up to them. We can't destroy them. But at present, they're Mefuzel Mefoyrid. There's a lack of unity in Klal Yisrael. Now's the time to strike. So what did Modcha say? Leikenoi says, "Kol Yehudim, bring them all together." Ba'achdus, v'tzumu alai says the Monos HaLevi. Why is the town is called the Tzoim? The Tzoim is the junction. where the Gidin come together in the body is called Tsumas Ha Gidin. In Ivrit, a junction is called Tzomet. Now that is what Tzom is. Fasting brings us together. Fasting is Machlish, the Taivas Aguf, Ha Taiva Yevakesh Nifrod, it's Taiva which creates Pirud. Talis is Machlish, the Taivas Aguf, and brings everybody together. But Tzumu Olai. That's what she asked for in order to create his achdus, a spirit of brotherhood in Klal Yisrael. What was the end result? It says, Va'omoid al nafshom. Says the Gom, Va'omoid? We're speaking about Rabbim, we should say Va'omdu. Says the Gom, Alamed, Shal Yikish Echad, Belev Echad. Because of the Tzora, and the Tzora came about because of the period in Klal Yisrael, there was a Ruach to bring about a Lech Kenois. There's a Ruach of his achdus in Klal Yisrael, which culminated in Ba'omoid al nafshom ki ish echad b'lev echad. Perhaps with this we can explain why then and only then did they once again come to the Madrega of Kabbalas HaTorah. We've learned that a prerequisite for Kabbalas HaTorah is perfect unity. Ki ish echad b'lev echad v'yichan sham yisrael neged ahon. Right through the Midbar, it says Vayisu, Vayachanu, Vayisu, Vayachnu, that Gewaltikis Achtus that they achieved on Shavuos no longer existed. When did they once again come to this Madrega of Kishechon B'Lev Echad? For Moedan Nafshom. In the story of Purim, due to the Tzora, and in order to facilitate the salvation, they once again came to the Daga of Kishechot, and therefore, it's only at that point in time that once again they were mekabel the Torah, and this time Barotzen, Kidichsiv, Kimu, Vekiblu, HaYehudim. Now, if you have a look in the Megillah, we say Kimu, Vekiblu, but it's not written Kimu, Vekiblu. It's written Kimu, Vekibel. Kriksiv, the Kibel is written, the Kiblu is written Meloshen Yoch, to indicate that the Kabbalah only came about because they were Kibel, the Kishechot, Belev Echot. Sorry?
It's Moshlim Rabbeinah.
Do you find Klal Yisrael referred to Kishechot B'Lev Echad? It was the Tzora which brought about this Gewaltikes Achtus. I'm not saying there was no Achtus, but the Kishechot B'Lev Echad, that didn't exist.
After Lag BaOmer, the Tzora stopped? Of course it didn't. So what's the whole finish?
What do you mean after Lag BaOmer?
After Lag BaOmer, why did we carry on counting?
Right, you're moving on
Okay.
I mean, when Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim were alive, at the time before they died, they carried on dying, right through the Omer. So,
yeah.
Okay, we'll come to that, somewhat.
What about the length of time you asked in the beginning? The length to Purim?
It hadn't come about. It was facilitated because of the Torah. But that's when they reached this Kishechot B'Lev Echad, as is evidence from the fact that it's only over here once again that they referred to Beloshen Yoch. That hadn't happened in between.
Maybe throughout history up till then there was never a danger where the whole of Klal Yisrael.
That's right. Yeah. There was nothing that brought about. Yeah. There was nothing that brought about that Hisoiris and that Achdus Halavovus. In the days of the Omer, the Talmid Rebbe Kiva died. They died because they weren't roy to be Moisrei HaTorah. They weren't roy to be those that carried Torah on to the next Torah. What was the problem? They nagu kovad zevze, a lack of unity between them, rendered them unfit to be Moisrei HaTorah. And therefore, seeing as they were unable to fulfill the tachlis that they were supposed to fulfill, the Ribbon Hashem took them away. Chwan al-Islam. The Chidor says as follows. The Chidor says, what is the Simcha of Lag BaOmer? When Lag BaOmer is a Yom Simcha, what's the Simcha of Lag BaOmer? Says the Chidor as follows. Chazal tell us, it's a Medrash, that when Rebbe Kiva started with his new Talmidim, the Chamish Talmidim, that he started learning in order to re-establish Moisrei HaTorah, which took place as the Chidon Lag BaOmer. That's when he collected these new Talmidim and he started once again creating a yeshiva and be'ikah to create a situation where we have Moisrei HaTorah, where we have those that were going to carry on the Mesiras HaTorah midor dor to future generations. So these five Talmidim were absolutely vital in the preservation of Torah, Limud Torah, and Kiyum HaTorah in Klal Yisrael. What did Rabbi Akiva say to these Talmidim, the Naya Talmidim? Tnu Datchem. Shleitasu Kemaaseyim. I don't want you to behave in the same way as your predecessors behaved. Says the Chidor, what he did was he engendered within them a ruach of achdus. There shouldn't be a leinagu kovod lezeh. You've got to be mechabed each other. You've got to behave in absolute unity, says the Chidor. And that is what facilitated the Mesiras HaTorah, which we benefit from until this very day. This is the simcha of Lag BaOmer. So I saw in the Sefer Yerach LaMoedim from Riruchu Olshin, he writes as follows. He says, we can understand the shaykhs between Purim and Lag BaOmer. Purim was the Yoim Hisachtus HaLavoves, V'Moed Al Nafshom, which led to what? Which led to Kabbalah HaTorah. Now Klal Yisrael didn't just have Torah Baal Koch, and Torah Ba Rotzen. Lag BaOmer, Torah was in a grave situation. The Moisrei HaTorah had all died. Rabbi Kiva took together five Talmidim and created a spirit of unity, Achtus HaLavoves, which facilitated the possibility of Mesiras HaTorah. Purim and Lag BaOmer carry exactly the same experience and lesson. The idea of Achtus facilitating the continuation of Torah in Klal Yisrael. Yishalmi tells us that every year on Shavuos is Kiyem Asher Madnifnei Har Sinai, and every year we mekabel Torah Mechodosh. We've learned that what we have to aspire to is Achtus in order to be mekabel Torah Mechodosh. The Bein Shavuos Alhalfen, Klal Yisrael should be misachet, we should be zeichem once again to be mekabel Torah, as they be mekabel Torah given. Purim in the times of Mordechai Esther, Mizal Zeicher Zayin, so good as Shleim Bebekorev, Amen.
Amen.